This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Hey, welcome to the first segment of 2022, the Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name is Andrew. We are here for the Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. We here at Ipswich Community Youth Service hope that you and your loved ones are healthy at this time. We know things are a bit crazy out there, so hopefully you're all healthy. We also hope that if you have a business, that you are holding up okay, the locals are supporting you, and even if you're employed by one of those businesses, we hope that you're getting enough hours. We know things are pretty tough at the moment, so thoughts are with you all. Shortly we're going to have a chat to the lovely Samantha from the ICYS team in regards to her role out at Ipswich there in the Ipswich Youth Support Service team. Okay, listeners, it's time to find out about our guest today, Sam from Ipswich Community Youth Service. Thanks for taking the time, Sam, at such short notice.
No, thank you so much for having me.
No, we really appreciate it. So we're going to bombard you with a few questions, if that's okay.
Sounds great. Fire up.
Okay, Sam. How long have you been employed at Ipswich Community Youth Service, Sam?
I've been employed since November 2020, so I'm thinking that's about 1 year and 3 months.
Oh, okay. Quite a while.
Yeah, definitely. Enough to get into the routine of things.
Exactly. Do you enjoy working out there at ICYS?
Absolutely. I honestly couldn't be happier working here. I work in a space where I'm able to help young people who are in need of support, and I also work with so many colleagues who share the same values that I do. So, honestly, it's a perfect role for me, I think.
Yes, perfect. I agree with you too. I love it out there. Okay, Sam, can you tell our listeners what your current role is out there?
Yeah, my current role is youth support worker within the Ipswich Youth Support Service team.
Okay, that's a bit of a long title. Okay, how long have you been in that current role, Sam?
Well, technically, I've been in this role since I started, so that was November 2020.
Yep.
But in October 2020, ICYS was actually successful in a tender, which meant that we were awarded additional funding from the government to support young people. So that meant that the program that I was actually a part of at that time was able to evolve. So now there's much greater capacity to support young people, including providing outreach support and more intense case management through that program.
Yeah, perfect. Very lucky to get that funding from the government, so thank you, government.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many support workers are in your team out there, Sam?
So we have 5 youth support workers and a team leader, so 6 all up.
Yeah, okay. That's a pretty healthy team.
Yeah, we are lucky to have a big team like that. The more people we can, the more team members we have, the more people we can support. So
yeah,
we're sure. Very lucky to have 6 of us. Yeah.
You do great work out there. So keep it up, Sam. what supports can the Ipswich Youth Support Team offer its clients?
Okay, so I'm going to be reading a little bit here from our criteria from the team leader. But basically, we support young people within the Ipswich region who are at risk of disconnection from family, community, pro-social or recreational activities or informal supports, disengaging from school, training and or employment. They're at risk of harm, possibly including self-harm or suicide. They might be at risk of cultural disconnection or homelessness or experiencing homelessness, or they might be entering or involved in the youth justice system. So for any of those young people that have those support needs, we can provide them with information, give them advice, make referrals or provide case management support to them.
Yeah, covers a pretty broad sort of area, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess we're kind of the catch-all program, I guess you could call us. Obviously, we have other specialised programs within the organisation, and if young people don't fall within those programs, they usually come to us.
Bit of a one-stop shop, the old Ipswich Community Youth Service.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, for any young people out there or people that want to sort of refer them in a way, what's the eligibility sort of from your team or for your team?
Yeah, so young people just need to be, living in the Ipswich region between the ages of 12 and 21, or if they are between the ages of 8 and 10 and they have a sibling who's already receiving support from us, they'd also be eligible. And I guess they just need to have support needs that can be met by our service as well.
Yeah, okay, perfect. How long can, your youth support sort of last for?
So there's no, I guess, time limit in terms of how long we can support young people. But provided they're under the age of 22, they have goals that, they want to work on and that we and that they want to continue working with us, we can continue working with them.
Yeah, no, perfect. Where do most of the referrals for the youth support team come from?
I just had a little look at the monthly reports for this one, and it looks like most of our referrals do come from government departments. So that includes organisations like Child Safety or Education Queensland. But we also receive a number of police referrals, as well as referrals from NGOs, family members, friends, and self-referrals. But we also receive internal referrals as well, so referrals from other programs within ICYS.
Yeah, okay. So, just anywhere, really.
Lots of areas.
Yeah
absolutely.
Cool. Sam, what do you find most rewarding about your role?
Absolutely, seeing young people achieve the goals that they've worked so hard for would be the most rewarding aspect of my role. Honestly, there's no better feeling than watching a young person kick goals.
Yeah, it gives them that boosting confidence and that they need, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, perfect. How and who can refer young people to the program, Sam?
Yeah, awesome. So anybody can refer young people to our program. So for community members, the easiest way to make a referral would be to call our Ipswich office. But organisations, they can call the Ipswich office as well, but we also have a third-party referral form that they can complete.
Okay, perfect. So we have any listeners out there that think they might want to refer someone to that wonderful program out there, age between 12 and 21, please contact the office, and I'm pretty sure Sam and the rest of the teammates will help. We're going to continue having a chat with our colleague out there at ICYS, Sam. I'm going to ask her a couple of questions, I suppose, random questions, now that we've got all the work ones done out of the road. You ready, Sam?
Yep, ready here.
Okay. What was your first job?
Awesome. So my first job was actually working for my dad as a customer service representative at his mower and chainsaw business. So definitely it wasn't my area of expertise, but it was a job nonetheless, and it taught me some valuable skills. So I was very lucky to have that opportunity.
Okay. So can we come to you to get our mowers and that repaired?
Probably not anymore. I can't remember much about mowers anymore, Andrew. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without?
All right, I'm a bit ashamed to admit that I probably couldn't go very long without my morning coffee, Andrew. I do need that morning coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
A bit like me and Pepsi Max.
Yes, absolutely.
What's your favourite food to cook at home, Sam?
That's a close call between either lasagna or black pepper tofu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of a lasagna queen, or what?
Yeah, I do like trying out new layers and new ingredients and things like that, and I don't tend to follow a recipe, so I can kind of, use the ingredients that I have in the house and see what comes out. And okay. 9 times out of 10, it's edible.
Good work. That sounds great. What makes you laugh the most, Sam?
Okay, so my colleague, Georgia, another youth support worker, she is hilarious, and she makes every day an enjoyable day. She makes me laugh all the time. So it'd have to be Georgia.
There you go. I must say, you still have an amazing team out there that a lot of laughter and banter comes from that office. I can hear it on the other side of our office.
Yes, absolutely. I hope we're not too noisy for you, Andrew.
Sam, you're one of the quietest ones there, so no issues here. Okay, what's your biggest fear?
Okay. I'd have to say my biggest fear would be drowning. That's something that's always stood out to me as something that I wouldn't want to happen to me. So hopefully we can avoid that. But I don't avoid swimming or anything like that.
Okay.
Still like swimming. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, if you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
I'd probably spend the day riding my horse on the beach with some friends or family members. I think that would be a really nice way to spend a whole day.
Okay, that's one thing I didn't know you'd done, was riding horses. So there you go.
Yeah, that's new thing you found out about me.
How would your friends describe you?
I think my friends would describe me as a relatively quiet person, but probably someone who also likes to stand up for the values they believe in.
I think that would nearly describe you too, Sam.
Thanks, Andrew.
Are you a clean or messy person?
Well, I think I used to be somewhat of a messy person, but now that I have my own house to maintain, I think I'm a little bit more of a clean person. I like to joke that I've become a bit more like my mum in that regard. She used to always like to keep the house clean, and I never understood why, but now that I own my own house, I fully understand what she was on about that whole time.
There you go. What three items would you take with you on a deserted island?
This one's really hard. I'd probably say a flashlight, some water, and I don't know if this is cheating, but another person who can bring three items.
Well, there you go. That's pretty clever, right? Smart vegan. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten?
So my partner brought home these Jelly Belly Harry Potter Bertie Bott beans. You know from the Harry Potter movies, the jelly beans on the train that Harry Potter buys?
I don't know, but producer Russell here is nodding yes.
Yeah, and they all come with different flavours, like vomit and things like that. So that would definitely have to be the weirdest thing I've eaten before. They're not meant to be pleasant. I think 50% are meant to be pleasant and the other 50% are unpleasant flavours. So, yeah, it's a bit of a lucky draw. You get whatever you pull out, and I got vomit, so that was not nice.
Oh, that doesn't seem good at all.
No.
If you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
I'd probably share a meal with my four grandparents who have sadly passed away, but I think it would be amazing to have a sit-down conversation with them now that I'm a lot older and I feel like I can, you know, have a proper conversation with them about things that are going on in the world and that kind of thing. So that's probably who I'd share a meal with.
That's cool. That's pretty cool. I agree there. Okay, our last question before we let you get back to some lunch or your hard work, and this is from producer Russell. Marvel or DC, and why?
This is a really good timing because I'm actually watching the Marvel movies in order at the moment, so not to Doctor Strange. But I haven't really watched many of the DC movies, so I'd have to go with Marvel. But I am really enjoying them so far. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's going on because there's a lot happening. So I feel like people have to kind of explain it to me and I have to pause it sometimes. So, yeah, I'm that person.
Oh, well, you got a double thumbs up from producer Russell. So you're in his good book, Sam.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Sam, we'll let you get back to it. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to come on and have a chat to us. Keep up the great work out there at ICYS. And, we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you so much, Andrew and Russell.
Have a good day. Okay, listeners, it's been a few months since we've been on air. So I'd just like to remind our sort of listeners, part of my role out there at ICYS, and that's to run a Certificate 2 in Kitchen Operations, Get Set for Work, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work. That commences in April. I think it's the 19th of April we start this year. You know, we have limited spots available due to the popularity of the course. It's getting more and more popular every term. Spaces fill up very quickly, so you know, I have started registering young people as of this week for term two, but it's our first intake for the year. So I'll just give you a quick intro. So if a young person is 16 to 19, not employed, no longer in education, unsure of their future, you know, low on self-esteem, you know, might have anxiety issues, things like that as well. Learning and reading, writing difficulties, you know, that's fine. That's what we can help for, and that's why we are there. If you're keen to meet new friends, develop life skills along the way, you enjoy cooking, but want to just get a bit better at it, learn how to use knife techniques and that correctly. If you're really serious about wanting to find employment, then we'll help you find employment. It's 10 weeks. 3 days a week, you work under an amazing, you work under actually three amazing chefs during that time. You also learn how to do your barista and RSA as well. It is a fun course. Let us here at ICYS support you to start your adult journey. We acknowledge that for young people around this age, especially if they have been out of school and so on, it can be quite overwhelming to get back into training or employment. So let us guide you. We've got a real passion for seeing the young people of Ipswich succeed. There's support in class at all times by ICYS staff, either myself or Carly. There's one of us there at all times. There's a chef there at all times that you're guided by. It's 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays, around school times, 9 till 3. Fridays you normally finish earlier because the chefs like getting out early. We support you with resume and cover letter writing, support to secure and find employment. It doesn't have to be in the hospitality field, it can be in whatever field you want. This course is just more about getting you re-engaged and building your confidence so we can help you go on to your own journey. If you want to go on to further studies in engineering or automotive or hairdressing, we're happy to support you to go into those. We do get some amazing employment opportunities that are offered to our students. A number of them have gone on to be apprentice chefs, apprentice bakers and so on. So, you know, if you think this is a course for you, get in contact with me sort of ASAP. Because if you're serious and you're dead set willing to do the course, very reliable, show up, then we'll support you. Give us a call at our office on 3812 1050. That's 3812 1050. It's Ipswich Community Youth Service. If you wish to inquire about this amazing course, don't wait until the end of March or so on to give me a call, because there's a good chance this course will be fully booked out by then, and the next course won't start until July. So if you're keen, you're 16 to 19, you want to jump into this course, give me a buzz ASAP. Also, if you're an employer in the Ipswich or local area, it doesn't have to be hospitality. Any type of employer that wants to give these young people an opportunity, normally it's their first job. So if you're an understanding employer, you want to see the Ipswich youth succeed like we do, please give me a call, because I've normally got young people ready to go on my books for any form of employment. They'd be grateful for the opportunity, so thanks. Listeners, that's sort of all we have time for today. I just want to take this opportunity to thank Sam from our youth service out there for coming on board. They are an extremely busy team, so for her to take the time out and join me for 10 to 15 minutes, I'm very grateful for that, especially at such short notice. Producer Russell and his management, we once again thank you for having us back for 2022. Hopefully the partnership can continue to grow and I can bring some young people in to gain some experience under the wise eyes of Russell. Is it? Yes. That's all we have time for on the ICYS Layback Hour Get Set for Work program. As we always say, be kind, be safe, and goodbye.